Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben olam haba za semech gula l'tfila shel arvis. So Rashi says, "Kol shekain de shachris, kol shekain de shachris." The ikar gulas Mitzrayim b'shachris habit. You see, imachris haPesach yatzu b'nei Yisrael smichas gula l'tfila. Where does this whole concept Rashi say of smichas gula l'tfila? It's a Rashi, but really it's a Yerushalmi. It's a Koran Yerushalmi. Where does it come from? So Ramza David b'sefer Tehillim, d'chsev Hashem tsuri v'goyali. That's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yud Tes. Hashem tsuri v'goyali. That's gula. B'samachle, and the next pasuk presumably, that Hashem tsuri v'goyali is the end of the Perek Yud Tes. The beginning of Chaf is Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tsara. So Gevcha Hashem alikei Yaakov. So you see Hashem tsuri v'goyali. Rashi says, as a smichus to Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, so that's ki'ilu a ge'ula l'tfila, Rashi. Rashi is giving us a lot of like extra information here. V'amrinan b'brachas Yerushalmi, it's a little bit of a just shatov and shver and Rashi, why he says v'amrinan b'brachas Yerushalmi here when this whole thing is in brachas Yerushalmi. I don't know why. But he says v'amrinan b'brachas Yerushalmi, it's a famous thing. Misha ein asoymech gula l'tfila l'mahu doyma, so we're talking about you have a good relationship with the Melech, you're Ohavo Shel Melech, and you come, you have a, and you knock on the door of the Melech, Yatza HaMelech, and the Melech Taka comes out because the Ohav is knocking at the door, Umatzai Shehiflig, and the guy left. Afu Hiflig, so he goes back inside. It's an interesting mashal. Ella, so says Rashi, Ya'adim mekarev la'akadosh baruch hu elav umratzeu b'tishbachos v'kilusin shal yitzias Mitzrayim. The right thing to do is to knock on the door. Umratzeu b'tishbachos v'kilusin shal yitzias Mitzrayim v'hu miskarev elav uba'oidoi karev elav yeshlo litvayat zrachav. So Rashi's mazber, the whole, this one Rashi, it's a beautiful Rashi, it's mazber, the whole inyan of smichas gula l'tfila is that somehow when you're saying the gula, you're knocking on the door, and Kadosh Baruch Hu comes out to greet Kav Yachol, and then you could be—it's like a little bit of a trick. Then you're mevakesh your toiveya tzrachav. Then you could ask for all your personal needs once you get the Ribbono Shel'olam's attention with the geula. I saw that the achronim, the marshal, the Chacham Shloima, and other achronim, they like peckles of kashas on this Rashi. First of all, it's not really kasha on the Rashi, though. It's kasha on the Yerushalmi. All this is in the Yerushalmi. I looked. But first of all, that Hashem Tzuri V'goyal Ali and Yad Hashem B'yad Tzara is a Shvach Araya, they say, to Smichas Gula L'Tfila, because there's two psukim in between. Besides the fact there are two prakim, Mizmer L'David, it says in between. I mean, it's not Smichas Gula L'Tfila in the way we understand it. And B'chal, like, why does Rashi need to bring this whole settle over here? Here we're talking about Gula Shel Arvis. So I just want to be bothered here a couple of nekudas that I think are very important. Number one, the Shla, in Siddur HaShla, in his Hakdama to Psuki de Zimra. By the way, like it should be like a must reading, the Siddur HaShla. I don't know if you have it. It's like a three krachim, it's brand new, Siddur HaShla, it's just like so, like a whole different tefillah. You skip the hard parts.
No, they only have mitzvahs
fine. Oh, really? No, I have Ashkenaz.
The new one?
Yeah, but you don't have to daven from it, I'm just saying
the other thing.
Yeah, the limud of it. Yeah. Just it's murdic. It's clear, and it's beautiful. But anyways, he brings from the one of the milos of the Shla Bechlal and the Siddur HaShla Befrat is that he brings the Ramak, which is a hard sefer to learn. He brings the Ramak al Seder HaTzvilah. So in other words, he's malachit from Ramosha Kordavar on the Siddur HaTzvilah. So the Ramak and following after him the Arizal say a yisoid, important yisoid, and that is that when a person is mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any form or fashion. So what happens is that they're makariv the Shechina to themselves. I don't think you have to be like a big mekubal to understand how that works. You say shiris v'tishbachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you bring the Shekhinah. And once you bring the Shekhinah, you're mesugal for a tremendous bracha. The Shekhinah, the difference between Hashras HaShekhinah and not Hashras HaShekhinah is the gilui of the bracha that you have. So it could be that, I spoke last week, could be there's always bracha. But the gilui of the bracha, that you can feel the bracha, should go a little bit easier. So that you need Hashras HaShekhinah. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was Hashras HaShekhinah in Yerushalayim, a lot of things went easier. There was bracha, there was a gilui HaBracha. The Peiros were different, etc. There was a gilui of bracha in Yerushalayim and in the whole world, for that matter, from the Beis HaMikdash. So the pshat is that, it's not like a trick. The pshat is that when a person is Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring the Shekhinah. The way to get the Shekhinah into your life, into your house, into your neighborhood, is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Rabbak explains, the Shlah brings... But the lumbdus, the lumbdus of the Achik Nesetag Doyle and all of their takanas in this area are all based on this pasuk and this yisoid. So Lamashal, everybody knows that you have to say Psuki de Zimra before tefillah. Right. So everybody knows you have to say the Avos, Kel Agadol, Agibor, Ve'anoyer, Mechal Kochayim, Mechesed before tefillah. There's always a matzav of shvach before a matzav of being toveya. Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of the month. So it's the beginning of the month, you say Hallel. It's Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's not so much, I'm just saying over from the Ramah. It's not so much that Rosh Chodesh is Mechayev HaHallel, because we understand Hallel on Pesach. You're being Mechayev HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim that he did. The Pshat and the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, it was the Nes of Rosh Chodesh. The Pshat and the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is that at the beginning of the month, you have to bring the Shekhinah. Kabbalah Shabbos. Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. How do you start Shabbos? Toiv L'Hoydos L'Hashem L'Zamer L'Shim Chalya. Mayin Shmita. Toiv L'Hoydos L'Hashem L'Zamer. Let's give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole L'Chun Ranana, the whole L'Chadoidi, if you pay attention, it's all about being Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting me to this point of Shabbos. Kihi makar abracha. Shabbos to makar abracha. Why Shabbos to makar abracha? Because toiv loydes l'ashev l'zamer l'shimcha el yer hagi baboyker chastecha v'emunascha b'leilos. Explained last week. Baboyker chastecha is when you can see everything when the light is out. It's baboyker chastecha v'emunascha b'leilos at night by kriyas shma yisayemus v'emuna. Because you can't see always the bracha. So either way, you have to give haidad, you have to give shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's makar of the Shekhinah. Once you're makar of the Shekhinah, so then you have bracha. So Shabbos is makar bracha for the whole week. Rosh Chodesh, the halal of Rosh Chodesh, is makar bracha for the whole month. Psuke de Zimra gives us a schus to be teveya in Shemana Esrei, v'chulu. So the most, that's the pshat. That's the pshat in this Yerushalmi, in the Mashal of the Yerushalmi, that Mashal Amad Dover Doimitz, a person comes to the door, knocks on the door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Melech, and he's a Oyav Oyshel Melech, Meretach, Oyav Oyshel Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Knock on the door, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out, Kav Yachal. What's the pshat? When you're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, the Shekhinah is there. Okay, what do you need? V'hu Maflik, and he leaves. Like it's a waste. It's a baltashkes to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to put in your tzviya at that point. So the pshat in this Yerushalmi is that you're standing at the door. Your mamash, the melech comes out to see you when you're mishabeach him with the geula by speaking about Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the door. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the door, you have the Shekhinah. That's Shekhinah. What then is Hashem as Shekhinah? So Mevakish Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu Roya Shehu Hiflik, Afu Hiflik. Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, you're not here, I'm not here. But the uftu of the two shiras for Tishbachos is the Hashras HaShekhinah. I think that's the pashat of pshat in this Chazal. The Lemaisa, I just want to point out, like we're very very medactic by Shachris. Where the gula is more bahakets, there's a gilui of the bracha, so your mamish can't have a hafsik. By Mariv, so in other words, the shachris is the kal v'chomer. By Marv, where we don't have, we're not Margish the Gula Ad Kedekach, because it's Laila Emes Ve'emunah. Emes Ve'emunah, it's a time of Emunah, so we don't feel as much the Shvach. So we see that it's a little bit more, we're a little bit more Mekel in the Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. So the Gemara already asks, like, how do we say, if we're supposed to be Simach Gula L'Tfilah by Marv, so why do we say Hashkivenu? So the Gemara says that since Chazal were Misakin Hashkivenu, so it becomes part of the Gula, Gula Arichtahi. Tosis asked the Kasha, okay, but then we added on later, I think the Goyim added on Yirei Neinu, Yisach Livenu, so that Yirei Neinu that they say in Chutzlaritz, Yirei Neinu, so the Pashut Pshat is that they added this on so that people could catch up and nobody would be left alone in the fields davening. Right? So Yirei Neinu was like a buffer zone between Geula and Tfila. It's a funny place to put in a buffer zone. Tosfos brings already that Yirei Neinu had Yud Ches Azkarais. It says the Shem Hashem in Yirei Neinu 18 times. And according to some historians, it's Het Pshat that it was a buffer area. The Pshat is the Yirei Neinu replaced Shemoneh Esrei. It was a Zman Sakana. And they didn't have time to stand a normal Shemoneh Esrei. They would do that in their house, but they wanted to do something but Tzibur. So they say Yirei Neinu together, which had Yud Ches, and if you count really Yud Tes, interesting, Yud Tes Azkoros of Yirei Neinu. Okay, it's a historical issue with the Rishonim as to what the Yirei Neinu did. But we see where the reason why we could put in the Hashkivenu and the Yirei Neinu and we're more makel on the Amens, say Kaddish, Babashal, by Marv. The reason we're more makel is because the Urtalav Zman Gulahi, which means that Be'etzem, like not Margish the Gula so much at night. You have to have a Munah, so therefore, to have the Hefsik is not supposed to be Mafsik. You can't be Mafsik extra, but the Hefsik is more makel. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says, just to borrow this halacha here, in Kufiyat Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarech lismach gula tzfilah v'lo yafzik b'neyem afilu ba'amein achar ga'al Yisrael v'lo yishum pasik chutz me'ashem sasai tiftach. There should be no hefzik, even say amein. You shouldn't even say amein after ga'al Yisrael chutz me'ashem sasai tiftach. The Gemara says on Hashem sasai tiftach that that's not called a hefzik ki tzfilah arich tehi. Hashem sasai tiftach is not part by Hashkivenu. The Gemara says ga'ula arich tehi, so it's getting it from the right side. By Hashem Svasai Tivtach, it's Tfilah Arich, it's getting it from the left side. So but either way, you're being Masmich the Gula with Tfilah. Tfilah, since it's Tfilah Arich, some people have the Minhag, some people have the Minhag that by Chazar Sashat, they say Hashem Svasai Tivtach, Ufiyagit Hosecha out loud, because it's part of Tfilah, it should be Balash and Bekol Ram, just like the rest of it. I don't think it's our Minhag, but there's even such a Minhag. That Ad Kedek Kach, it's Tfilah Arich. The Rama says, you should say Amen al Gal Yisrael. V'chein noyagim. V'yesh Aymerim. So the minig is, the Rama says, to say Amen al Gal Yisrael. Mishnah Berura back here in Samach Vav says, this is one of the rare times where the Mishnah Berura argues with the Rama. The Mishnah Berura says that maybe it's better if you don't say Amen after Gal Yisrael, and he gives this Eitzah, which I think most people do, and that's to finish Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael with the Shliach Tzibur, so you get out of the Chiyuv of Amen, and that way you're Yotze the Mechaber. So that's a Chab. It's a little bit unusual that that he gives an Eitzah Keneged the Ramah for the Mechaber, but okay. If I'm not mistaken, Rosh Shiva, so it was inside of Scheinberg, he held me a card, then you're supposed to say Amen after Gal Yisrael. But he said, no, nobody does it. I seem to remember him saying that, all right? Because he held me a card, then you should say. I don't know what he does, because he always dabbing for the oven. But I think he held me, you're supposed to say Amen. In any case, the Rambam then comes and says, Yeshayim, Hadassarach Lishmai Kulu Litzfila, Hainu Dafke Bechol. That's only Bechol. I will be Shabbos Ain Sarach. Shabbos, you don't have to be Sayim Kula Tfila. Why? Says the Rabbah, the time of the Ba'idah Lemissa Kula Tfila, the Chsiv Yancha Hashem B'yayim Sarah. B'samach Le'i Yilaratzinim Refi. So he quotes the Rashi, which is Yerushalmi, it says that the whole Gula Litzvila, the whole remez of Gula Litzvila comes from David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is talking about Yan Chashem B'Yom Sarah, V'samach Leh, Yili Ratzinim Refi V'Gayali. V'Shabbos Lavs Man Sarah. So the whole Gula Litzvila is that you should have the Yan Chashem B'Yom Sarah close to the Gula. How could you, there's no concept of Yan Chashem B'Yom Sarah on Shabbos. Not B'Yom Sarah. So Mamela could be the whole Gula Litzvila doesn't apply to Shabbos. So the Rabbah says, nevertheless, Toiv L'Hachmir, even on Shabbos, Im Loib Makim Shetzarech L'Kach. So if there's a big Tzarech, you see that the union of Gula L'Tfilah is less on Shabbos than on during the week. I want to be Bavar this Nakuda here. I don't know what Rashi brings Yad Hashem B'Yom Sarah, and the Ramah brings L'Halach Yad Hashem B'Yom Sarah as the Makar. And so the Marjal asks, but there's words in between, Mizmer LeDavid. I don't know that Rashi means, just to answer the Marjal's kasha, I don't know if Rashi means that David HaMelech was Samech Gula Litzvila in Tehillim. I don't think that's what he meant. I think what Rashi means, and what the Yerushalmi means, is that there's a concept of Gula Litzvila here. What do I mean? When you think about it, and Reb Tzadok is Maram is the sinyan also, doesn't say it clear, but when you think about it, there's a matzav of gula and there's a matzav of tefillah, and they're really two opposite matzavim. The matzav of gula, Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, it's talking about gula from Yisrael. The matzav of gula is a matzav the state of mind that we're in. We say the Gula is that Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of all of our needs. We're all set. What did the Yidden feel when they came out of Mitzrayim? You know, Baruch Hashem. Through Yisrael, Kuma Be'ez Yisrael, Zechus Nacha Yudah V'Yisrael, Ko'alei Hashem Tzvok HaShemai. And then we say, Baruch Atem Hashem Tzvok Yisrael, you've done the Gula for us. It's a matzav of we have everything that we need. The matzav of Tzvila is a matzav of we need everything. A person goes into tefillah, even if you have everything, a person is supposed to go into tefillah. The state of mind of going into tefillah is even what I have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I need everything. I have nothing if not for the Ribbono Shel Olam giving it to me at this second. It means that even what I have is lav dafka that I'm going to have it in a second from now or in a minute from now. I spoke last week that everything is an ongoing bria. Everything is a creation anew every single second. So you have, you know, it's kind of a, you have to be a little bit schizophrenic to daven. Because on the one hand, you're holding by geula. And on the other hand, you're holding by tzara. Even if you have to feel b'tzara. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the avos imois hakoreis? Because he wanted them to daven. The tefillah is mechayev tzara. The hargash of gula is mechayev gula. Gula means I have everything. Gula is hamazikim. The Miri says, why is hashkivenu a gula arichta? Good, chazal or besakim. Why is hashkivenu by mar of a gula arichta? Because gula is hamazikim. I'm taking care of all the tzaris, physical tzaris, yetzahara tzaris, hazer sudden milfoneinu meachreinu. So gula, I'm in a matzav of having everything. So what's the pshat in this frame of mind? It's like a complicated frame of mind to be in. Chazal say you have to be soimech geula l'tfila. You can't have even a drop of a hefsek, even an amen is a shaila, goes against the Rabbah, even amen is a shaila of an interruption of two kavanas, a kavana of having everything and having nothing, all at the same time. Two opposite, two conflicting ideas. So I think the pshat is like this, that I mention this often. Historically, if you go back to the beginning, the Haskal, the reason, when I say the Haskal, I mean before Avraham Avinu. The biggest kasha that anybody who thought about the Ribbono Shel Olam had was always Lama Yesh Tzadik V'Raloi, or in popular vernacular, why do the righteous suffer? How could it be that tzaddikim have to go through pain? How could there be a Holocaust? I don't have the answers to any of these questions. I'm just those are the kashas. I mean, what do you think about it if you're a Baal Machshava? So those are the things. I mean, the truth is, if you speak to intelligent people that are not from, I'm not talking about Stam Taiva Baalma, but you know, intelligent people. So like, if you dig deep enough, this is always the question. You know, okay, good. You know, like we'll keep Shabbos, we'll keep kosher, we'll do everything, we'll daven. But you know, like vayter to suffering. Like so what's the yuftu of the whole thing? So historically, the Gaon came up with a very, very easy answer. And that is that there must be two gods, or three, or 25, or however, you know, the Greeks had hundreds of different avodah zarahs. And the nekuda was that in a chanami, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a tov u'meitiv, but there are other forces in this world. This is das ha-goyim. The Gemara's whole discussion, all throughout Brachos, all Tfilas HaShachar, of Shtei Rishuyos, refers to these people, Shtei Rishuyos. What's Shtei Rishuyos mean? Like, what, somebody says, Moidim, Meshachin, I say, Shtei Rishuyos, these are Shtei Rishuyos. All those Gemara's took place in a time of very difficult Tsaras for Klai Yisrael, a time of the Romans, very difficult. And there were many, many Jews that became either Christians or the predecessors to Christians, and their idea was there must be Shtei Rishuyos. There's the Hashem Tov U'Meitiv, and then there's this the other side, some other force which is there, and we got to worry about that force also. Christians eventually developed it into three, you know, but they always had this idea, the Shtei Rishuyos, the dualist Shema Shema, that's for sure, Moedim Moedim. You know, always trying to take care of the. By the way, this is. Not just historically, this is like the answer that the Goyim have to suffering. I mean, you know, there's in South Dakota, I think they uncovered a cemetery of I think it was 7,000 infants that people, a cult, had babies, killed them, buried them. Never told the American government that they had them, never told them that they killed them. Nobody like this, kiwa like they didn't exist, but the held of Kvur, I guess, so they what are they gonna do with them? So they were covering these kids. 7,000 babies, and then finally the FBI got into it and stopped them. You know, so what was this? They explained in court that we're a satanic cult, and we believe that we're doing the best thing for the world by killing these babies, because there's this, you know, yes, there's the God that everybody believes in, but that there is this Koyach HaSatan, and he has to be appeased. And if he has to be appeased, so then you know, we have to do something very, very achzoriistic by killing these children. That appeases the Satan, and that allows the whole world to be b'shalom. Okay, sounds mustafer. kill a few thousand kids. What the heck, you know? But it's out of Yom, like this idea of Shtei Rishuyos. It's just interesting. Like, it doesn't stop, because the kasha is that's compelling it for thinking people are. I mean, they're not just stab b'shugadas. They're very sophisticated b'shugadas. They're not stab b'shugadas. So you have this idea of the good and the bad. If you know, it's clear to me, by the way, after doing a lot of research, that the whole shot in Elisha ben Avuya, you know, was that he was worried about that he was nichnas lepardes v'yatza acher. The hope shot in Elisha ben Avuya was that he couldn't deal with the tzaris. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be handing out such tzaris to Klal Yisrael at that time? Very, very, very difficult time. It was clear that that was his problem. Essentially, Elisha ben Avuya became a Christian. Essentially, in our words, he became a Christian, because if you're a Christian, everything's good, you know, like, except for we have this problem with the Tzad Shady. What's the Jewish answer to the whole parsha? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Rambam was Kaveh, one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, is Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem means Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, Elokeinu Hashem is Midas HaDin, Hashem Echad. It's very interesting, Arizal. Let me just tell you this quickly. The Arizal says that Rabbi Kiva was taken by the Romans to be killed. Remember, Rabbi Kiva went into the Pardes. Pardes was a you know, an intellectual, spiritual situation of trying to figure out lo yesh tzaddik v'ra'alei. That's what the Rishonim say. Ben Zayma, Ben Azay. But Rabbi Kiva was the only one who was nichtas l'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom. He was okay with it. He was okay with it. So when they took him to kill him, Rabbi Kiva, so everybody knows, he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'yamarech v'echad avri lo talmidav. Rabbi Adkan, you know, the Romans forced the Talmidim to stand around when they captured Rabbi Akiva because they wanted to shake their Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to watch how the Rebbe is being tortured to death and being killed. Hayimarech Be'achad. I'll really tell you, Rabbi Adkan. You know. So he said, Kol Yavai, Starti Al Pasuk Zeh, L'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Yadecha. I say this all the time, you know, and I'm always wondering, apparently Rabbi Akiva said, I'm always wondering, am I actually able to be Makayim this? So Kasha is, the result's Kasha. Rabbi Adkan, what do they exactly want him to do? What do they want him to do? Rabbi Adkan, he's being tortured to death. What's he supposed to say? No, excuse me, guys, I had enough. And walk away. I mean, what was, you know, okay, Rabbi Akiva, but I mean, what's... Rabbi Adkan, Kol Yavai, no, he's saying, so I think the Pashat of Shad is like, he should have just let himself die, you know, to not feel the pain. Maybe he was holding on. But that's not good Pashat, because Hayimarech Be'echad. So the Arizal says that in the Pasuk of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyadecha, if you turn around the letters, you have the Shema Mefarish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the koyach of the Shema Mefarish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you could do any nes that you want to do. When the Talmidim saw, says the Arizal, the Talmidim saw that the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, was saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so all of them thought, Baruch Hashem, okay, the Rabbi Akiva is going to say the Bibitzarif, the Shemus, and the Oisius of Yahavta, and he'll do a nes, and poof, all the Romans will all drop dead or fly away, and this whole nightmare won't be happening any longer. So they had a shtickle simcha. They had a little bit of a relief by the fact that Rabbi Akiva, I mean, I can't even imagine the tsar that everybody was going through. Maybe the Talmidim murdered Rabbi Akiva of watching this horrible, horrible thing taking place. Okay, so Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'hayimarech be'echad. You know, hello, what do you mean barach be'echad? The ikir is, you have to get to the pasuk of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. You have to get to, let's get down to business. Get down to the shame of fires. Why are you being barach be'echad? Go further and destroy all the robots. So Rabbi Kiva said, no, that's not what I want to do right now. Kol Yabai, it's Darati al pasuk zeh. He wanted to do something different. His uf to Rabbi Kiva was not to be take the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to puff away the Romans. His uftu was to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem, which was Midas HaRachamim, which Rabbi Akiva felt had tremendous Midas HaRachamim in his life. He felt it was a nest, Rabbi Akiva, the whole life of Rabbi Akiva, that he became a Talmud Chacham, and he found the Isha Toiva, and at the end he had Parnosa Toiva, he had thousands and thousands of Talmidim. I mean, who could ask for a better life than Rabbi Akiva? Midas HaRachamim, Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Lekenu had like the worst kind of an ending that a person could think of, you know, Besarkinus, Besarim, and Besrokin, Shabarzal, Midas Adin. So two opposite things going on in here in his life. He had Midas Arachim and Midas Adin. So comes Rabbi Akiva, Vayamarech Be'echad. It's all one thing. He understood an Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sometimes there's Midas Arachim and sometimes there's Midas Adin. You don't need Shtei Rishuyos here. You know, it was all Rabbi Akiva's whole life, by the way, if you'll trace it, was all la'afuke, shtei reshuyos of Elisha ben Avuya. It was all to teach his oilam Hashem echad v'hayimarech be'echad. That's why we're marech be'echad. Hayimarech be'echad of Hashem elikeinu. So the you have also l'mashal like famous thing when Yaakov and Yosef finally re-met again. So it says that Yosef was bacha al-tzavar of Yaakov. He was crying. Yaakov wasn't being bacha, so Rashi brings Chazal. Why wasn't Yaakov crying when he met Yosef? Malavichay yakar kriyashma. Whatever you're going to say pshat, it's a dover muzar punk that he has to say kriyashma. It's bad kriyashma. So there's a lot of pshat, but I think that the most positive pshat is that Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous... I mean, the mice of Asa, the mice of Lava, Ragzo Shal Yosef. So many tzaras that he had, one after the other. And now, everything somehow comes together and everything is gevaldik. He's meeting Yosef. Yosef's the Melech Mitzrayim. The Shvatim are staying. Everything is good. So could this possibly be the same Borei Olam which has made everything go so difficult for Yaakov, and here everything is coming out so good? So at this moment, Yaakov appropriately said Kriya Shema. Malavich HaYakara Kriya Shema. This is not a time to cry. This is a time to proclaim the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Midas HaRachamim and the Midas HaDin are all one. By the way, Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Yaakov. So Akiva, Yaakov, same Neshama. So this is the Nekuda of Achdus Hashem. So let me just one more diyuk in the Gemara. You know, this whole Gemara is full of Olam Haba things. You know, follow Eimer Tilu LeDavid Gimel Pava V'Yoy Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Haba. Everything's Muftach Loi, Muftach Loi, Muftach Loi. Over here it doesn't say Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Haba. It says Ezehu Ben Olam Haba. It's a shtickle diyuk. No, I couldn't find it. Like, why is the Lashon here different? I don't think that the Gemara means Rabbi Yochanan means to say that you get Olam Haba for being Soymach Gula L'Tefillah. He's talking about what kind of a yid is a ben olam haba. Like you'd ask, what kind of a yid is a ben Torah? Yeah. Who's a ben olam haba? Like a ben olam, in this world already. Like not who's going to get muftach lo yishu ben olam haba? Who's a ben olam haba? The answer is a person who can be soymech gula l'tfilah. If you can take a matzav of gula in your life, midas harachamim, everything is geshmak. Gilui Abracha. And then you could take a matzav of tefillah in your life. Meaning, Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. It's a yoyim tzara. David HaMelech was merames on this, that you have to be ma'achid the shem. Hashem suri v'goyali, Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. It's not that he didn't put a word in between. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that David HaMelech b'mizmer acher mizmer was able to be in a matzav of geula and a matzav of tefillah at the same time. Why? Because he was able to be ma'achad es Hashem. It's the same way that Rabbi Akiva was ma'arech be'achad and Yaakov Avinu lein kriya shema when he met Yosef. The exact same thing, the exact same nekuda was what David HaMelech was saying, because you're meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're mevi geula, the shechina. And now it's not just like a trick. You know, now that I have the Shechina, I don't want to be Moisev on the Ramak, but just be Masbir, this Nekuda, Lufi, at least my Hasaga. Once I bring the Shechina, so now the Pshat is, I have the Shechina, what else do I need? I have to also be able to be Makir, that even those things that don't go so Shechinadik for me, don't go so gebenched for me, that's also a Chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Nekuda of being Samech Gula Tefillah. So Ezehu Ben Olam Haba, you want to be an Olam Haba Dika Yid, is to be able to be schizophrenic and be Mitzarev two different moods, which nobody in the world was able to do except for Jews. This was Avraham Avinu's Biguftu. Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. That was Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. The Biguftu of Avraham Avinu was that he was able to bring these two worlds together and say, you know what, there's only one Borei Olam. And only Rak Loi Roy Lavoid. It's only all about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we can do that, then we can be Zoich HaTaka not only to Olam Haba, but every bracha that the tefillahs ask for. I'm going to go back.